This is Passport to Texas. Texas has three subspecies of turkey. The Rio Grande is the most abundant, followed by the Eastern and then by the Merriam. Without good habitat, none will thrive.
They had to have good structural cover.
Jason Harden, turkey program leader at Parks and Wildlife, says this may include low-growing woody cover for nesting.
It provides like an umbrella that they sit underneath to protect them from avian predators and also weather elements. And then also grasses, weeds, forbs growing up to provide vertical cover.
Think of woody cover as you would a deer blind. You can see out, but nothing sees in. This feature is critical when hens are on nests and raising poults. The biggest threat to good turkey recruitment, nests, success and poult survival overall is the weather.
Because that nesting rate, renesting rate, the poult survival, all that's driven essentially by moisture and the climate. So if we have 3 years of drought, you're going to see that Rio Grande type turkey population begin to decline. So it's something we try to pay attention to. And over a long term, 5-10 years, is there something beyond weather that is causing a shift in that population?
In addition, the lack of fire to burn out dense understory growth from an abundance of rain impacts eastern turkey habitat. The value of fire when managing habitat, that's tomorrow. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.